Welcome to this little video where I'm going to show you how to move your WordPress database to a virtual machine on Azure, because I needed that recently and I thought maybe I'd share my findings with you. So maybe you've installed your WordPress blog on an Azure website and you would like to move the database from ClearDB, which is set up automatically, to an instance of a virtual machine on your server, on your Azure account. Maybe because you've got a Bizspark subscription or an MSDN subscription, which is sufficient for keeping that. So first of all, we are going to look at the dashboard for our WordPress website, for the web app. And there we're going to look at the configuration. So please go to manage.windowsazure.com, select your website, and go to the configuration or configure tab of your dashboard. Scroll down a little and then you will find edit in Visual Studio Online and save. So activate and save that change. And then you can edit the WordPress config very easily from Visual Studio Online. Next, we're going to click on New, Compute, Virtual Computer, or Virtual Machine, and then Quick Start. Just type in any DNS name that you want and that is still free. So I'm going to use BlogDB for now, and I'm going to delete the virtual machine, so give it a shot. And I'm going to select smaller machine size because I don't need that big a machine. The operating system that I use is Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center. And like I said, A1 for a machine size. If you need a smaller or a bigger machine, then go ahead and select that. Then just add your username and your password with which you want to log in to your remote machine, to your virtual machine. So Chris_Rothy and the password that I like. The server location should be depending on where you're located. I am in Germany, so Northern Europe seems pretty good to me. Then you click on the little check mark next to create virtual computer and wait for a few moments until it is created. As you can see, it takes a little bit, but that is absolutely okay. I mean, it is installing an entirely new machine. So when it is created, then why don't you go ahead and click on it, or more importantly, click on Connect in the lower menu bar. Then confirm that by clicking on the check mark next to OK. Open the RDP file, which is there to open a remote connection, then confirm the connection by clicking on connect, wait a few moments, and type in the login information that you just created. So I hope you haven't forgotten it already, but use that for logging in to your remote computer. That too takes a little while in the beginning for the first time. Just confirm the security certificates, and it's just in setting up everything that you need to have set up. Then wait another few moments for the machine to start. And the first thing that we want to do is we want to go to the browser, to Internet Explorer, and we want to download the MySQL installation packages. So go ahead, go to the start screen, select Internet Explorer, and then please go to the settings menu, to that little cogwheel, and select the internet options. So go down to internet options, then to security. Click on trusted sites and then on the button called sites in order to add an exception. Type in HTTP. Then **.mysql.com. Oh, and in the middle, a colon and double slash. And now you open the site dev.mysql.com/downloads/mysql. open that side, get rid of the warnings, and then scroll down in order to download the installation packages. Please select the Windows MySQL Installer MSI, and then you can select between two more variants. One is the web installer and one is the full installation package. Please choose the full installation package and download that one. So the one that has 253 megs. Click on download, then I chose not to register. Downloaded it. When it's done downloading, then start running it. You can run it either straight from the browser or open the download location from the Explorer, from the File Explorer, and double click on the installation file. First, it needs to prepare some of the installation, and then you can very easily and very quickly walk through the installation itself. It shouldn't take you more than half an hour or 45 minutes to set up everything from start to finish. So let's wait for it to prepare the installation and start the actual installation assistant. First, it's going to ask you to accept the license agreement. So please read through it, check the box, and click on next. Then we're going to select server only because we don't need any of the other components. So please click next again. After you've selected server only, and now it's ready to install, so just click on execute. Then it's installing MySQL before you can configure it. So now it's done. I cheated a bit. I cut out some of the installation time. Now I click on next, and the only thing that you should change here is check the box next to show advanced options at the end of this form. So advanced configuration. Activate that. Click on next. Now you have to select a root password for the database, for MySQL, I mean. So be careful, it is the root or administration password. So it should be strong enough. Type in a password and now click on add user. So we can create a user that WordPress can then use in order to access the database. So select a username. I am going with WordPress because this is just a demo. Then you can choose between whether or not you want the database to be accessible from everywhere on the internet. So then you select all hosts, which we are going to do now. Or if it's supposed to be only on this particular server, then you select localhost. Then you're going to add a password for this user. Think of something more creative than I have, because obviously I'm going to delete this machine after this course. Click on OK and then go next. Don't change anything on the Windows service. There's no need to. So just continue with next on the screen. The only thing that you should make sure is that the checkbox next to start MySQL server with system startup. So if you have to reboot the machine, you don't have to manually start the service again all the time. On the next screen, you can select the logging. How you want to have the logging done. Should it be just the general stuff, the query log, etc.? So go ahead and select what you want. And when you're done, just click on execute on the next screen so that it can then apply the server configuration. So execute and wait for it to finish. Click on finish, on next. Now you have the choice to copy the log to the clipboard and then go to the start screen again and start typing MySQL, which is going to give you the option to open the MySQL command prompt, which you please start. Now you have to enter the password that you just created as a root password for your MySQL service. So do that. And what we're going to do now is we're going to create a table, not a table, but a database for your WordPress blog. So please type in create table, all in capital letters, and then type the table name that you want to use. So create space table, not table, database space database name, semicolon. I'm going to choose pstart test db in this case, because my blog is called 2pstart.de, so that's kind of a reference. Now you go back to the start screen and type in cmd, but instead of opening it, please right click on it and run as administrator, because we do need the administrator rights. And we want to import the old MySQL database that we have on ClearDB. So go to Program Files, go to C Program Files, MySQL, MySQL Server 5.6 bin, and there you can start the MySQL dump command with a couple of additions. So in this folder, you find a couple of other MySQL executables that you can use. But I would like to get the dump from the ClearDB page, for which we are actually going to need the information first. So we need the host name, we need the username, we need the password. So now I think it's time to go back to the Internet Explorer, select our web app, i.e. the WordPress, WordPress site, the blog site, go to the dashboard, and then open the site in Visual Studio Online. Wait a second for the command to appear, click on it, and then it opens the file list on the server, and you want to open wp-config.php. And pretty much in the beginning, you find the DB name, DB user, DB password, DB host. Feel free to copy all the information into some kind of clipboard so you can keep using them for now for creating the MySQL command. I have done that too. I'm opening the editor and just copy pasting the necessary information in there in order to actually be able to use them. So copy the user, the database, host, the password. We will need all of that in order to get the database dump. Now you may want to create a copy as a backup in case you ever need to go back to the ClearDB thing. So feel free to just copy and repaste it. Just naming it something like old_wp-config.php or something. It's always good to have a backup in case you really need to get back to that database. So I think now it's time to go back to the virtual machine. Let's actually do that. And now we can start the command, which is slightly, well, it's not that complicated yet. It's MySQL dump, then minus E, minus U, username together, minus P, minus H, host name, then database name, then greater than, and then the file path. But you can see the command shown on screen that I'm typing in. This is what you can use in order to import the database from the ClearDB accounts. And you have to type in the password and the username that you just got from the WP config. Don't confuse that with the other things. The password is from ClearDB, so the one that you saw on the WP config file. That's also the reason why you shouldn't use the root account for WordPress, because the password is in the config file. So don't do that, really, don't. So we've done that, we've imported it, because my database was very small, it was super fast. When I was doing that for my existing blog, it wasn't that fast. If you want to, then check if the file has been downloaded, and you can see the blog dump has been downloaded. I call it blogdump.sql. And this is the one that you want to import as well. So why don't you go ahead and, after we've already created that table, start importing this newly acquired database with the command MySQL and then uwordpress minus p for the password, localhost, or minus h localhost, and then the database name, which I just forgot again, right, pstart-testdb. And then smaller than file name of your dump file. So MySQL minus u WordPress minus p minus h localhost pstart-testdb smaller than c colon backslash blogdump.sql in my case. And then hit enter, type in your WordPress password for this particular database, and wait until it's finished importing. And if you want to, then you can switch back to the MySQL command line, type in use pstart-testdb or whichever database name you used, and show tables semicolon to see that it has actually imported the data structure at least. And it has also imported the rest. Now, we need to do a couple of things. We need to expose the endpoints in order for your WordPress site to be able to access MySQL. And then we need to actually open up the server a little bit for it to be able to listen to requests. So go to your Azure portal and then open the virtual machine dashboard. Go to endpoints and add a new one, an individual one, and select the MySQL name, then it's automatically correctly configured, and save this. Then we have to switch back to the virtual machine and add some firewall rule. So go to the virtual machine and go to the start screen, type in PowerShell, and open that with administrator rights as well. So right click run as administrator. And now we need to type in, again, a somewhat complicated longer command, which I have displayed on the screen for your convenience, or which I will display in a, well, I have displayed. It's new-net firewall rule, space dash display name, MySQL 5.6 dash direction inbound dash protocol TCP dash local port 3306 dash action allow dash profile public. This makes sure that your blog is essentially allowed to access the MySQL database. Hit enter and then you will get the results. And now you should be able to actually access your blog. Well, no, you have to change the WP config first, but then you should be able to access this database from your blog. So go back to Visual Studio Online and start editing WP config again. If you have forgotten the host name for it, feel free to check back on your Azure site. So yes, replace the host name with your new host name, the new virtual machine name. In my case it was blogdb.cloudup.net. And at the end, add colon 3306 because it has to try and access it at this particular port. Then on top, you replace the database name. Then on the next line, we replace the username as well as the user password that we've just set up for the WordPress user in our configuration files, which all in all seems fairly simple. So why don't we go ahead and test it? I had to reload it actually. And you can now see that it actually works. So now it accesses the database from the virtual machine because the only place where stored the information files, the information for ClearDB is the old config file. And this way you can use your Azure account for hosting the MySQL database very easily. It really is very simple. It works very quickly. And I hope that I could help you a little with this little guide for moving your MySQL DB to your Azure account. If you want to, please follow me on Twitter at Chris_Rothy. I will talk a lot about game development related stuff, but I love chatting with you if you're interested in that. So see ya. Bye.